Hey friends, happy Monday. Welcome to my Monday update video. I am here in Panera Bread having a coffee Monday afternoon. And I thought I'd do a quick video. Hey, in a moment, I want to show you some more thoughts on speaking in tongues, the power of speaking in tongues. And I actually want to get practical and say, how do you receive the gift of speaking in tongues? It's absolutely, like, tell you a quick story and just some keys that will really help you do that. Before we do that, a few quick housekeeping things. Firstly, if you're new to my YouTube channel, please do hit the subscribe button down there. That really helps. Secondly, why not sign up for our email newsletter? Goes out most Fridays, and I'm sure that would be a blessing to you. Thirdly, I have a monthly mentoring group. We're making some changes this month with our mentoring group and adding new features to that. But if you're not yet part of that group, really encourage you to do so. We have a bunch of video resources, Q&A that I do every month. And then I'm doing a live session once a month, particularly aimed at people wanting to develop in teaching and preaching. Number four, big thanks to all of the partners in my ministry as well. If you're not yet a partner, please do consider signing up and becoming one of our Grace partners. Link below. And lastly, if you're not yet a Christian and you're interested in maybe doing a Zoom call or a phone call and learning, who is God? What does he feel about you? Who is Jesus? What do you need to do? How do you become a Christian? What does it mean? Maybe you've got questions. I have time for you. I'd love to set up a Zoom call and explore that with you and help you on your journey of faith. Good. Well, today's Monday. I've had a busy weekend. Busy week, actually. I've been doing meetings every day. We did a conference in Connecticut on Saturday, all about the prosperous soul. It was good. And yesterday, up at the crack of dawn, led worship here in Sturbridge and preached on the thought, the battleground of our mind. And yesterday afternoon, spoke about, again, about spiritual warfare, Satan, demons, all of those fun things. I rarely talk about because people get so weird about that stuff. But one of the ways of helping people not be weird is teaching the truth about these things. But let's talk a little bit about speaking in tongues. I began a new series last week talking about the power of speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is vital, I believe, to every believer. I think it is a life-changing thing. It's so supernatural, and it's so sad that people take this for granted and don't think about it enough, that churches don't teach about it enough. Let me tell you a quick testimony just from this week. I think I did a teaching about this on Wednesday. And then I was in my office Wednesday evening with a group of people teaching about spiritual gifts. And I don't want to embarrass the lady who's awesome, but there was a lady though who hadn't yet been baptized in the Spirit. And I, at the end of the session, you know, she wanted to receive that gift. So I actually went through with her today what I'm about to go through with you guys, just for 3 or 4 minutes, and then prayed for her. And the second we touched this lady, she just burst out speaking in tongues, and it was glorious. And she spoke about just being filled with the fire of God, the oil of heaven, and hallelujah. I want you to have that same experience. So let me ask and answer a really simple question today. How do you receive the gift of speaking in tongues? How do you be filled with the Holy Spirit? You know, I believe that the baptism in the Spirit is more than the gift of tongues or the gift of prophecy. I think the gift we get is not the gift of tongues. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. But I do believe that tongues has a special place. I call it like the gateway gift to all the other gifts. Speaking in tongues is so powerful, so life-changing. But how do you receive the Holy Spirit who has all the gifts inside of him? Let me read to you a scripture today that's really helped me over the years and helped me as I help others. Galatians 3, I'm going to read verse 1 through 5. It says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you would not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed amongst you, was crucified. And then Paul says in verse 2, this only, this is the only thing I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And then for the sake of time, I'll flip down to verse 5. He says, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles amongst you, does he do it by the works of the law or the hearing of faith? In effect, what Paul is saying is, did you receive the Spirit because you kept all of the law, because you qualified, because you were good bunnies, because you met the grade in the performance of your life? Or did you receive the Spirit by the hearing of faith? Faith comes by hearing. hearing by the word of God. Again, in verse 5, Paul says, he who supplies the Spirit to you, works miracles amongst you. Does God supply a Spirit? Does God work miracles by the works of the law? I did this, I did this, I didn't do this, I did this. Or simply by the hearing of faith. So how do you receive the Spirit? Number one, it's not about begging and pleading and trying to be good enough. You are not good enough to receive Holy Spirit. You are not good enough to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. Yeah, it's nothing to do with your goodness. It's a gift of God's grace. Grace means you don't deserve these things. They are charisms, literally gifts of God's grace. So I want to say to you, number one, if you want to receive the gifts of tongues, it has nothing to do with your performance. Yeah, now if there's sin in your life, get on your knees and repent, you sinner. Because that's what I do every day. God, have mercy on me. I plead the blood of Jesus. I come daily and say, Lord, to your cross I cling. I don't ever come to God saying, I'm doing really well right now. You know, the danger, the worst thing in your relationship with God is when you think you are doing well, because that's when you need Him the most. But I want to say this, it doesn't matter how well or poorly you think you are walking with God. That's important, but it's nothing to do with receiving these things, the gifts of His grace. Secondly, we receive them by faith. Now, it's a lesson I had to learn. Many times when people receive the Holy Spirit, the gifts, they feel things, they experience things. I think that's cool. That's really wonderful. But it doesn't matter if you feel nothing. I can receive something from God right now purely by faith, purely by believing the promises of God, not by waiting for a feeling, not by feeling a goosebump. And a lot of people are waiting to feel something before they'll believe something. That's really what Thomas said. Thomas said, when I can feel you, see you, smell you, feel you, taste, then I'll believe you. And faith means I'll simply believe the promise of God. So how do we receive the Holy Spirit? How do we receive the gift of tongues? You simply reach out and say, Lord, you don't even really need to ask God to pour His Spirit out upon you, because God poured His Spirit out on the day of Pentecost. Our role is to receive what God has already given. Yeah? Paul said, did you receive the gifts by the works of the law or hearing of faith? So God's already given it. It's a gift given. What we need to do is reach out and say, Lord, I come to you. I ask you to fill me to overflowing. And Lord, I want to receive that gift of faith. Not because I deserve it, not because I've met the grade, but based on your promise alone. And then you've got to believe that God hears your prayer and that God has answered your prayer. Now again, be careful here. Not God will answer your prayer in the future, but God has already answered your prayer. That's the key. So if I were asking the Lord for that gift, here's what it would look like. I'd come and I'd say, Lord, I believe you want me to have that gift based on your word, your Bible, the promises of God. I reach out, I ask you to fill me, and by faith I receive that gift right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you, I've now got the gift. And I could walk around all day long or all year long saying, I've been filled with the Holy Spirit, I've received the gift of tongues. Somebody would say, how do you know? Because I've got His promise. Faith is based on the promise of God. Now, step two, how do you speak in tongues? Having done that, how do you, look, watch my language carefully. How do you release that gift of tongues? The challenge for many people is they're actually waiting for God to come and grab a hold of the mouth and go, wong, 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 wong. You know, God does not speak in tongues. We do. Acts 2:4 says, they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And the way you step into that gift of speaking in tongues, it's really like this. You're actually, you know, I would spend a few minutes praising the Lord, coming into that consciousness of His presence, and then take a little step of faith and open your mouth and start speaking, but don't speak English. Speak from your innermost being. Now, I know if you're watching this video, part of your rational mind will go, that doesn't make sense. I know, I agree. But I promise you, I have seen countless thousands, I exaggerate not, I've seen thousands, 5,000, 10,000 people receive this gift on one day in one gathering. So thousands of people receive this gift, and I've never seen anybody not receive it, because God is a good God who loves to give good gifts to His children. If you being evil know how to give gifts, how much more will your Father in heaven? So what I would encourage you to do is receive by faith that gift, and then release that gift by opening your mouth in praise to God and beginning to speak out from your innermost being. And I promise you that gift will flow. Now, let me give you two or maybe three things that will really help you. The Apostle Paul says, if I speak in tongues but have not love, it profits me nothing. And the danger for most people when they begin speaking in tongues is that they're so nervous or intimidated, or they're listening to their own voice and they're thinking like, shabaraba, karaba, what's the point? I don't get this. And they're forgetting the love piece. So think about it right now. If in English, I were to stop praying and say, God, I love you, 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 God, I love you. There's no anointing on that. God is not pleased with that. The words are right, but it's not coming from my heart, it's coming from my head. And in the same way, God is not interested in words in English, French, or in tongues. He wants your heart. So when you begin speaking in tongues, don't simply stop listening to your voice and thinking about it. Let those words come from your heart. So in a way, I don't want to be saying yangara shingara babala. I want to say pukuruku shingla kaprendara. I'm putting my heart behind it, and that's where the anointing flows. And that's why Paul says it profits me. Paul says he who prophesies builds up and edifies somebody else. He who speaks in tongues edifies himself. Hey, the second thing and the last thing I want to leave you with today, because I've done this many, many times with people, is in my experience, nearly every time somebody starts speaking in tongues, a little voice appears in their ear and says, that's not the real tongues, that's a counterfeit, you're making that up, that's not the real deal, that's fake, that's not real, stop it. It's Satan. And I want to warn you, because Satan, in my experience, nearly always does that. Don't believe him. Do not believe him. Don't listen to a liar. So if you hear a little voice saying, stop that. Don't try to fight the voice. Come back into worship. Use those words like a little child and worship the Lord. And I promise you, the more you do this, the more it will flow. Hey, if you've got any questions, real questions, drop them in the comments and I will get back to you. I'll be praying. I pray thousands of people receive that gift by watching this video. Boom. Hey, I've got some other little videos coming out all throughout this week. I've got a Q&A all week long about singleness, about believing God for the right person to marry, all of those things. So do check out my YouTube channel, videos, courses, churches here in New England, and so much more. Hey, bless you as you walk with the King of Kings today. Hit that subscribe button and check out the links below. Bye for now.